We move now to Greece, a country that's still in the grip of a debt crisis so big that there's talk that it could be forced out of the eurozone. And corruption has made a major contribution to that crisis. This week, a court in the northern Greek city of Thessaloniki convicted three of the city's former top officials for embezzling more than 17 million euros of public money. The three, including the former mayor, were all given life sentences. Earlier, I spoke to our correspondent in Athens, Mark Lowen, and asked him whether this was a sign that Greece was finally cracking down on corruption.
It's a very, very strong sentence indeed, and I think very much intended to be a sign that nobody is above the law here. And yet there is a widespread perception, I would say, among Greeks that a culture of impunity, political impunity, certainly for the political class here, has long existed, that the political class has been untouchable, even though it's been absolutely riddled with corruption and clientelism and nepotism for so many years. There's a feeling that the political class in this country have lined their pockets for the last four decades since the end of dictatorship, while ordinary Greeks have struggled on. And so one conviction, albeit one high-level conviction of this ex-mayor, albeit a significant one of that, I think is not necessarily going to change people's viewpoints. That said, there are some other signs that the culture is beginning to change, culture of accountability is beginning to emerge. Last year, a former defence minister was arrested on allegations of money laundering, and at the moment a former finance minister is being probed for allegedly tampering with an official list of possible tax evaders.
You mentioned tax evasion there. I mean, they reckon that at least half of Greeks are still not paying what they should in terms of taxes. What does that mean for that country?
It means that Greece is losing a lot of revenue, which it needs desperately at the moment. It's estimated that tax evasion might be costing the Greek economy upwards of 10 billion euros a year, at least that. And this is money that it simply can't afford not to have. So Greece is under immense pressure to increase its tax revenue. Tax collection is notoriously weak here. Tax evasion has long been a sort of national sport in Greece. But the newish coalition government is under pressure, not least from its international lenders, from the Troika of the European Union, the European Central Bank and the IMF, to really get serious on this issue. But still there are signs that it is not doing so. There was a leaked report yesterday from the Troika that said that they are disappointed that the clamping down on tax evasion has not been as serious as they had expected yet, even though there are cases now of people being brought before courts for tax evasion. It is simply not quick enough. It is not efficient enough, that the tackling of this issue. So this is something that Greece has been Greece's Achilles heel for a long time. It is something they must get serious about if they are to convince the international creditors that Greece is on the path to recovery, and if they are to get that much needed revenue that they must get at the moment.
And do you think Greece is on the path to recovery? I mean, the news seems to have been a bit quieter in the last few months about Greece. Is it simply that the media have got bored and gone on to other stories? Or can you sense on the streets of Athens that things are changing for the better?
Well, when you speak to government officials, they do say that. And when you speak to top-level businessmen and international investors, they feel that Greece has calmed down, is calming down, is on the path to recovery, albeit a very, very slow path. And certainly, you get the sense that the country's credibility abroad has recovered somewhat. We've had the French president here in the last couple of weeks. We had the German chancellor here last autumn. These were people who were cajoling and berating Greece from the sidelines before. This was the black sheep of Europe just a few months ago, and now it is being lauded for its reform efforts. But the big question is that feeling of confidence, is that feeling of optimism filtering through to the average person on the street? And on the whole, I would have to say no. You know, when you speak to ordinary Greeks, they don't care about things like primary budget surpluses, which is what the government is going on, which is a sort of reduction in the deficit figures. What they care about is that the situation for ordinary Greeks remains dire, that unemployment is still soaring. It is now 27%, and among young Greeks, it's 62%, and it is expected to rise even further. They care about the fact that taxes are still enormous, that their salaries have been cut, and that pensions have been cut too. So this is going to be still a very tough year for Greece, and even though it has calmed down, certainly on the international news agenda, you get the sense that there's this extremely delicate situation, extremely sort of fragile bubble at the moment, and one little pinprick and the whole thing could explode once again.